tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. This is it, the big moment we have worked towards all year long, the actual launch of Santa's sleigh. Joining me now from Flight Command with a brief update is Elf Red Stocking. Red, do we have any delay in Santa's launch?
Frank, we do not. All lights are green here and all systems are go. I understand there's a little trouble with the doors at the sleigh barn. The high winds have caused drifted snow to pile up on those doors, and crews are clearing that snow so that Santa can get on its way. Let's head down to Mitch Elf, down in the sleigh barn with the call.
Thanks, Red. Indeed, the blizzard outside is causing some problems, and Santa will need to take care as he navigates out of the barn and into the stormy North Pole skies. The doors are now open, and Santa is getting into the sleigh. He's wearing goggles, which is quite unusual, but not out of the ordinary given the conditions. He's standing in the sleigh, which, given the conditions, is not out of the ordinary, but we don't often see Santa do this. He's got tight control of the reins, and he's shouting out to the reindeer. Oh my, they look like a drill team, Red. Santa just shouted a command, and all the reindeer instantly lowered in profile. They are very low to the floor, looking like they are almost ready to pounce. I've never seen this approach before.
Mitch, do they anticipate any troubles with Santa getting out of the barn?
Negative, Red. Santa is a master sleigh driver. He's done this kind of thing many times before. I've never seen him take this approach, so it's fascinating to watch. The reindeer are in deep concentration, trying to hear Santa over the howl of the wind. The crowd here is dead silent. I'm guessing they've never seen a launch like this before either. The doors are open, the wind is blowing, snow is swirling in now, even inside parts of the barn. Santa is doing this all by voice. There is no whip in his hand, and the reindeer have their ears perked up in an effort to hear all of Santa's directions. Santa is raising his hand now. His eyes remain squarely on the reindeer, though. Now Santa is waving his hand, and the crowd gets it. The cheer. Santa is waving goodbye, and now the sleigh inches forward on Santa's command. We're told that this is going to happen very fast. Santa's arm is still raised, and the sleigh is moving forward now just a little bit. Rudolph has the lead, and his nose is on full blast. His head is now fully outside the barn, and just as he stepped out, he disappeared, and one by one, the other reindeer are following him, and Santa lowers his arms now and grabs hold of the reins with both hands. He's shouting louder now, but we can't hear him above the storm, and there he goes, off into the snowy night. The sleigh flies like being shot from a gun. Santa has left the barn and is now in the skies, fighting the high winds and the blowing snow. Switching now to a sleigh cam, we can see that Santa can what Santa cannot see, which isn't much. The snow is coming on to the camera full like little white stars exploding. We can sense the speed of Santa's ascent, and he's above the clouds now. The snow has gone away. The reindeer are settling into a rhythm, and Santa now has signal that he is out of the snow and at cruising altitude. What an amazing view that Santa has reached a spot above the storm, and he is heading south at a steady speed. All is calm, and all is apparently well. What started as an uncertain launch into the unknown has suddenly shifted into a calm progression. I've never seen such contrast in a launch before. Santa is well, the reindeer are fine, the sleigh is functioning. We turn now to a new phase in Operation Merry Christmas, now that Santa has left the North Pole. Back to you, Red.
Great call, Mitch, indeed! I can confirm that the tracking center has Santa above the storm and headed for his first deliveries. In the big map room, elves right now are poring over maps, and we expect to have our first delivery estimates in the next few minutes. Launch is now behind us, and Santa is on his way. Frank, back to you.
Thank you, Red and Mitch, for that great coverage of Santa's launch. Stay tuned, folks, to Kringle Radio, where updates of Santa's flight around the world will be provided now every 15 minutes in the hours ahead. From the North Pole Newsroom, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa Around the World on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at santaupdate.com and trackingsanta.net.